Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and joining me over the phone is Mayor Colleen Smook. How are you doing this morning?
I'm just ducky. Thank you.
All right. So I understand that the Vaxport location has been pushed to the sideline and that the TRCC is now considered the main vaccine supersite here in Thompson. So could you explain why this was ultimately decided upon?
Well, I'm not sure pushing Vaxport location has been sidelined, but basically the right to date, the vaccines for locals and people coming to town has all been done at the TRCC and will continue. But what's happened out at Vaxport is we now have 120 military personnel. We've got two Chinook helicopters, two Twin Otters, and we have a part-time Herc transport plane that come in here. And what they're doing is administering to the outlying communities from the Vaxport location. So it's definitely still a hub of activity and definitely being well utilized. So to say it's been sidelined, no, but it's basically it's been transformed into a sort of a different location where the people go out to the communities with the vaccine and deliver them. But definitely Vaxport is still the headquarters.
Mm-hmm. Has the different vaccines that we've been getting, such as, you know, we obviously had the Pfizer and the Moderna, but now we have Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, although that's sort of been iffy. Has that sort of had impact on the clinic at the TRCC at all?
Yeah, I don't think we've had any Johnson & Johnson up here. We had AstraZeneca that was at, I know, at least at the Safeway Pharmacy for a while until they ran out. And I just read a news release that there's going to be the AstraZeneca from the States has been approved to come to Canada. It's been basically Pfizer running out of the TRCC and Moderna running out of Vaxport at the airport to the outlying communities. And I know today we heard there could be a little bit of a delay again, hoping that it's not too long. We've had a couple weeks, so we've been down at the Vaxport here in Thompson due to either lack of people signing up or I even heard one day there was a bit of a lack of vaccine. But I know I'm going for my vaccine today at 3:40 and 3:50, hubby and I. So, and I'd like to tell people that when you do register, when I registered Monday, I was on the phone all of 35 minutes, and that was to register two different ones of us. So the process went very smooth for me, and I suggest that anybody that is of the age group, when I did it the other day, it was, I think we were down to 64 plus. I'm not sure if that's changed yet, but please get the vaccine so that we can get the herd immunity up in the north here.
That's great to hear. Now, are there any other updates on the vaccine clinics that you wanted to share with us today?
No, I just want the clinics seem to be going smooth, but just for people to realize that vaccine isn't a be-all to end-all. You still got to self-distance, wear your mask, you know, at the beginning of this point. You'll be updated by the province as you go along, but please still treat everybody respectfully and be safe in yourself.
The city will be receiving $12 million for the affordable housing grant. So how important is it for the city to receive this funding from the province?
Well, it would be nice if we were receiving $12 million, but $12 million is the total amount being doled out by the province, and that's going to 10 municipalities. The city's actually receiving a $1.15 million share, and the Paw's getting $450,000, and Flin Flon's getting $421,000. So the North is actually getting $2 million out of the $12 million, which is a good start, as I always say for us. And with the wellness strategy, the community wellness and safety strategy, there's a lot of different entities that are working on affordable housing, as well as, you know, with us in combination with our sobering house, there's partners there that are talking about affordable housing. So this $1.15 million, while it isn't all that much money, it's definitely going to be a boost and able to give us the capacity to leverage more dollars between the federal government and possibly some of our partners and friends here in the north. So I'm really hoping that this is a start. It definitely recognizes that the province realizes how we need affordable housing up here in Thompson and in the north. And I think we can leverage for the outlying communities that express to the federal government how important that they come on board and provide some housing for our outlying communities.
Absolutely. Was there anything else you wanted to add regarding this topic?
No, I just want everybody to know there's definitely lots of plans in place that people are talking about. None that I can actually share, but you were going to see definitely some big builds and that coming to the Thompson area and that in the very near future.
The city will be doing budget hearings. That's coming up later this month. So when will the public hearing be held this month?
Okay, it's at the end of April. Jenny Krentz is away right now this week. I will be having it posted in the media and the city page next week as to an exact date. I have a tentative date, but I want it to be official before I mention it. So watch for that at the end of April. And you'll be able to register by, you know, calling the City Hall and get registered for it. It'll tell you all that for the information. We still have to have one more budget meeting sort of to bring everything together for us councillors. We've basically made all the changes and that, but now we have to have the meeting to show us exactly how everything comes together.
Can you speak to what will be covered in the budget at this point, or is it too soon to say?
Well, what I can tell you, like, we have our capital projects and capital equipment purchases, the programming that's going to be coming up over the next year, just right down to, you know, we just literally talk about everything, that how much time goes into the labor and stuff and that for jobs to be done and that, to make sure that we can cover what we need to. So, yeah, it's the whole gamut of how the city is run. When the budget comes out, you'll see how much goes into the, you know, into the different entities, whether it be fire prevention, your lawn cutting, your municipal, how much it costs you to keep your mayor and council and that. So, all that will be there, and it'll all be broke down like we have in the last few years.
How has COVID-19 impacted this year's budget process?
Budgets aren't easy. This was likely one of the harder ones. We did get a little bit of provincial dollars to help us maintain some things in the community and that. So it's not super much different than last year's budget in that it's been a very tight budget that we have to, you know, cut a few more corners. And but I really think with all the positivity that's coming to Thompson that we're definitely going to be on the upswing despite COVID.
We have the Easter long weekend coming up. So what would you like to share with residents before we get into the second COVID-19 Easter that we've had?
Yes, I remember last year Easter. I made food on the Easter Sunday for all my family and delivered 100 packets between them all and that. I haven't quite decided if I'm going to do that. If I do, I better shop today. But it's definitely stay in your small groups as designated by the government. Travel is definitely not recommended. I know there are people that we're all sort of tired of being locked into one place and feel the need to get out. But if we just hang in a little bit longer to keep the numbers down in the province, I see this week they've been staying under the 100, so it's sort of nice to see. I guess of a concern to me is people that are going out, and the variant is everywhere out there, it seems, and I worry about it getting brought back to the north, because that would definitely have a devastating effect. Our outlying communities, I see some of them are really easing up a few of their restrictions for people to come in shopping and that. I still want to stress, very careful to wear your mask, self-distance, please follow the protocols. Even if you have the vaccine, that definitely does not mean you're immune or the people that are next to you are immune. So we still got to follow all the rules as put out.
Did you have any public works or city updates to share with us today?
Well, we're still snow clearing, and if you look out your window, really April 1st, it's still a lot of snow out there. Hopefully we don't get any April storms. The sidewalk cleaners are out. Basically, they've been putting the two shifts into snow removal. Some of the roads are still pretty narrow, and we're going to be working on that. And that's about all for that. So also a reminder that City Hall and the TRCC will be closed Good Friday. So just book accordingly that there won't be anybody here to answer your questions.
All right. Now, before we wrap up here, was there anything else you'd like to talk about today?
No, I wish everybody a good Easter. And like I said, reach out to family, preferably through the phone or Zoom or however, and try and enjoy your time. The weather is, temperature-wise, it's supposed to be really nice. So get out, go for a walk, do your thing outside, let the kids get outside and get there. They may get a little bit wet, but the clothes wash, I always used to say. And just enjoy yourself. Think a positive thought. Phone a neighbor, phone a friend that you haven't talked to for a while.
All right. Well, thank you again, Colleen, for doing City Beat with us this week.
Hey, thank you, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter. And if you have questions you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca. For City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.